It's quarter number two on the Keystone Kickoff Show, brought to you by the Keystone Sports Network. Get the best Penn State sports news and analysis at KeystoneSportsNetwork.com or download the Keystone Sports app from your smartphone.
Welcome back into the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. It's quarter number two of the Keystone Kickoff Show. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. I am Jim Galante. And this segment, Dustin, we're going to talk about something you and I have chatted about for quite a while, both on the air and off the air. And that's just what about this idea, and James Franklin brought it up a couple years ago. Penn State's a really good team, really good program, but it hasn't reached elite status yet. What we're going to figure out here for James Franklin, we're going to do him a favor, we're going to help him out, and we're going to let him know what he needs to do with his team to reach elite status. First of all, you know, the general advice, win more games, score more points than your opponent. That's not going to carry much water here for this segment. We got to do a little better than that, Dustin. And I want to start with the quarterback and Sean Clifford. Another conversation you and I have had is, you know, do you need an elite quarterback to reach the, you know, the elite status as a team? And Sean Clifford, what I think gets forgotten is he arrived a year early. He wasn't supposed to be the starter last year. It was supposed to be Tommy Stevens. I know that you are also a supporter like I am of Sean Clifford. I'm looking for big things from him this year, and I think that's one of the first keys for this team to reach that elite status is elite play from their quarterback. What do you think?
Yeah, I think I don't think without question, you know, you need elite quarterback play to be a true playoff contender. I'm sure looking back, you can find some exceptions here or there, but you cannot win at that stage. And you certainly can't do it consistently without high level quarterback play. I think the bigger question when it comes to that issue, especially as it pertains to Penn State, is where does elite come from? And I don't know the answer to this, but what percentage of quarterbacks who end up being in whatever you want to define as elite categories began their career as known elites, and which ones developed into elites from lesser areas, for example? You know, obviously we've mentioned Joe Burrow 100 times because he is the ultimate example of coming from a pretty modest beginning as a recruit. He was a fringe 3-star, 4-star committed to Ohio State. He found his way. You know, what percentage are going through journeys kind of like that one, and which ones begin as 5-stars? And there are a lot of 5-stars who don't pan out. There are 5-stars who look like they're going to be obvious difference makers, and they are, like Justin Fields and Trevor Lawrence. But there's no reason that Sean Clifford can't develop into a player who makes elite contributions at that position. I think he's in a lot better position to do that in 2020 than he was in 2019. And that is a very valid point you made about him being shoved into the starting role a year earlier than most of us expected. And part of that is his own doing. A lot of credit goes to him for making that decision, as murky as he made it last winter, last spring, while Tommy Stevens was injured. If Sean Clifford didn't show he had the possibility, the ability to do that, then James Franklin would have been faster to tell Tommy Stevens, "You're our guy." You know, so he forced the issue last year, showed some good things, showed some things that needed to be improved. But I think many, many redshirt sophomores who are starting for the first time would have had a mixed bag of production and that kind of thing. So I'm optimistic about him in 2020. I'm optimistic beyond that if he does return. So I think Sean Clifford can be an elite quarterback. I still think that that's in play.
We're going to be talking about quarterback play a bit also in our shows later this week. But you said something to the effect of, I don't know how many of those elite quarterback, meaning like 5-star quarterback coming in, how many are hits and how many are misses. I did a very unscientific look over about the last 7 years or so, and I think there were 14 quarterbacks ranked as 5-stars. And by my count, 5 of them, 5 out of 14, lived up to that status. So there were actually many more elite college quarterbacks that came from the, say, four-star ranks. You know, people like Joe Burrow and Baker Mayfield and Kyler Murray, Marcus Mariota, Jalen Hurts. They weren't five-star guys when they came into college, but they became five-star talents once they got there. And to your point, I also was looking at the college football playoffs, and you're right. Occasionally, guys could sneak in, or teams could sneak in with a quarterback who is less than elite, but usually what happens is they sneak in there and then they get smacked around. You know, people like Connor Cook and JT Barrett and Kelly Bryant, and I have a list of like five or six of them who they lost, all of them lost in the playoffs by an average of 30 points. So I think if you're going to get into the playoffs and actually be effective, you probably do need elite play from your quarterback. Dustin, that's a pretty good segue into my next note, is at wide receiver, and I'm not, this is no big headline, breaking news. They need someone at wide receiver to step up. They haven't had that. They have Jahan Dotson coming back, and yes, I know the tight end with Pat Freiermuth is an All-American caliber tight end, but somebody has got to step up. And Sean Clifford has to be able to connect with that. The good news is they at least have quantity. There's a lot of potential guys at wide receiver to step up. But do you agree someone's got to step up at wide receiver?
I think multiple someones do. You know, I said a couple weeks ago, I kind of said it. Multiple wide receivers have to do something they've never done before. They have to play at a level they've never played before. They have to play a role that they've never played before. So, and that includes Jahan Dotson. You know, we've seen him for 2 years. We have a feel for what his game is, for what he's capable of doing, but it is a variable to go from maybe the third option in the attack, who's not, you know, kind of seldom used. He was lightly used, I think, last year, but he showed good things in those targets. So can he emerge as somebody who can handle a higher volume, and B, being recognized as the opposing coaching staff and the opposing defense as their primary target, the guy that they're watching the closest, you know? So there are variables. I do think Kirk Ciarrocca, Sean Clifford, I think there's going to be a streamlining of the attack. And I think when you're doing that and everybody's maybe connected to a more simple core mission of what they're trying to do and why, I do think that there's potential for that, mainly because, if anything, because of Ciarrocca's experience, you know, and his proven ability to make that connection with others as well at the wide receiver and the quarterback positions. So I think the offense at large could be a service to all these guys. So I think you'll see a couple of these Penn State wide receivers step into bigger roles and do that well. And I think the quantity thing really helps, not only from a probability standpoint, but from a competition standpoint. These guys are going to be going hard because nothing is settled really in training camp. At the 2, 3, 4 wide receiver spots, they're very much up for grabs. And maybe that competition will bring out the best in them. We don't know what Taylor Stubblefield's all about. All I know is that he's coaching about 10 places, hasn't found the destination yet. The hope for everybody, I'm sure, is that Penn State is the destination and is that he can bring some stability to that position, leadership at that position.
Well, there's no doubt some stability at wide receiver coach would help there. But I think this is also even more so on the players and the offensive coordinator. I saw in the last year or two, it seemed like such a dependency on KJ Hamler and Pat Freiermuth. And I understand that those are star players and you want to get the ball to them. That's obvious, but you lacked another target. And I believe, and I don't know if it should be laid at the feet of Sean Clifford because he didn't look to these players more often, or was it on the offensive coordinator who didn't design plays well enough? I thought they should have even try to force the ball to some of these other players to get them into the game, to get a rhythm, and most importantly, just get their confidence to actually catch the ball. And I do think that change at offensive coordinator will help that cause, that Kurt Schrock will have the capability to design plays to get more people open than just the tight end and Jahan Dotson. So I'm really hopeful to see that. Now, I didn't plan on doing this, you know, offense, defense, but to that end, I'll give you one more thing that I guess can go either way, offense or defense, but I'll put it on the offense first, and that's the ability to finish a game. How many times over the last couple of years did Penn State have a lead late in the game and were not able to finish it? Yes, we'll discuss the defense, but on offense, that's been part of it. They haven't been able to hold on to the lead, whether you want to call it that four-minute offense. They seemed last year, Dustin, to maybe be starting to turn that corner where Noah Cain could help that process. Giving him the ball late in the game and being the finisher, is that the different going to be the difference going forward?
I think it's twofold on this one. Maybe even more than twofold. But number one is having the tools to do it, and having a running back like Noah Cain who specializes in that situation can be a big help. Who can grind out tough yards. I mean, Penn State has had a number of really talented backs, Saquon Barkley, Miles Sanders, who were, I'm sure, more than capable. So I think there's a personnel and there's also a coaching element to use that strategy more as well. So I think that's part of it. And I also think, you know, Penn State as a whole, but specifically as it pertains to this, it is a headspace, confidence, taking ownership, feeling like this is our football game, not holding on to your butts, to quote Samuel L. Jackson from Jurassic Park, not holding on for dear life and hoping you can make the play, but taking command and knowing you're going to make the next play. It might sound, I don't know if that sounds cliche or it's hard to quantify that, but that I think is part of this entire conversation for Penn State to take the next step, is that firm belief that they are the team to beat. They are an elite program and this is their football game to win. That's a big part of this, I think.
It is, and I think not only having, you know, running back like Noah Cain and Journey Brown, but also this veteran offensive line will help that cause. All right, we are not finished with this conversation. We will continue it in quarter number three.
It's time to get undomesticated. It's time for Labatt Blue. Time to get off the couch and on the beach, on the trails, on the lake, onto what you love doing best. Get in touch with your adventurous side. Get out the ATV, the tent, the sunscreen. Get out the cooler and fill it high with Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light, because nothing goes better with the great outdoors. It's time to get up, get out, get undomesticated. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.
This is Andy Shea from the Keystone Sports Network. You heard us talk about 409 tailgate sauce for a while now. Honesty moment. I use 409 tailgate sauce at my house, and it's a hit with my family and friends. My barbecue chicken always comes out great. The sauce also works on pork, beef. You can even put it on your burgers. Go to 409tailgateclub.com to order 409 tailgate sauce for you or that tailgater in your life. And remember, always tailgate with honor.
DraftKings Sportsbook is offering a mobile casino in Pennsylvania. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino app and use code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 of casino games for your first 24 hours. That's code KSN to play risk-free up to $200 for your first 24 hours of casino play on DraftKings Sportsbook and Casino. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, in partnership with Hollywood Casino at Penn National Racecourse. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.